Before we get started today, I got to tell you, the response on this Conquering Hindering Spirits course has been phenomenal. I knew that there would have been so many people who needed this, but this has been incredible. We're talking about delay. We're talking about hindrances. We're talking about interference from the enemy and how to break through it. You got to see it to defeat it. Listen, there's still time for you to get in on this. And you're going to see so many bells and whistles on the other side. I'm setting things up for you even now. I got to tell you, I am just overwhelmed by the positive response. It always feels good to know that you're being led by the Holy Spirit to offer particular courses at particular times. Conquering Hindering Spirits, grab it while you can. It won't be there for much longer. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. This is going to transform your life. Whatever the devil stole, once you stop him, once you bind the hand of that thief, whatever it is, you're positioning yourself for payback. And I myself have just conquered these demons. That's why I have the authority to teach you. And I'll tell you what, I am seeing a breakthrough. I'm seeing a flood. I'm seeing the floodgates of heaven open, the windows of heaven open. And so can you. Conquering Hindering Spirits, schoolofthespirit.tv. Let me ask you a question. Are hindering spirits holding up your financial breakthrough? Let me teach you for a minute. Financial attacks come through open doors, but you don't need an open door to get a financial attack. Let me put this another way. If you're not tithing and giving offerings, if you're not giving as led by the Lord, if you're not giving him the first fruits, then you're not activating the law of sowing and reaping. I'm sure I'm not talking about any of you, but there's some people who tip God on Sundays, give him $5 in the offering, go out and have a $25 lunch after church. That is out of order, and that is not going to cut it in terms of shutting the devil out of your finances. When you don't sow, you can't reap. And so you can't call it an attack if you just haven't activated the covenant. Scripture tells us that God has given us the power to create wealth to establish his covenant in the earth. But if you're not sowing, if you're not giving, if you're not tithing, if you're not offering first fruits, whatever you want to call it, then you're not positioning yourself for financial blessings to chase you down and overtake you. You're not qualified to stand on the promises of God to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Therefore, you may have financial problems and lack attacks. You can't blame the devil for that. However, if you're giving as led by the Lord, the enemy can still attack you illegally. Let me say that again. I said, if you're giving as led by the Lord, not led by you, not led by a false prophet, not led by anything but the Lord, anyone but the Lord, if you are giving as led by the Lord, the enemy can still attack you illegally. If you're experiencing a legal lack attack, and remember, the enemy is extremely legalistic, you can repent and make things right in the area of your giving. But if the enemy is attacking you illegally, you can take authority over the lack attack and demand payback. So the first action, number one, we must discern the root of the attack. Is it you? Have you not activated the covenant, the blessing, the law of sowing and reaping? It's a spiritual law. Or is it the devil working against you through people who, you know, the boss decides to lay you off instead of your coworker, even though you work harder? Or is the enemy attacking you through some other mechanism, attacking your mind, causing you to sow in the wrong places, to spend money the wrong way, whatever it is? The open door to the enemy, we got to shut it. We got to shut it. We got to shut it. When he's doing it illegally, we got to shut it, whether that's on our mind, through people, or any other way. We're going to pray through all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, casting out devils, and healing the sick. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. That's right. I'm sharing three different messages every every single Sunday. And you can watch my messages online at ahop.online, ahop.online. The first service is available there. It's free to register. Or you can go deeper with us and become an official Web Church member at ahop.online/webchurch. With that, we've got you back fully. You got the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice, the virtual community group, the virtual life group, the virtual deliverance, healing, and prophecy rooms. It's all there for you if you need to check it out at ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Conquering Hindering Spirits. I hope you guys got in on that webinar over the weekend. If you didn't, then I will try to make that replay available to you. Make sure that you're on the lookout for that link to get that replay and sign up for the course now. Don't wait to watch the webinar. Sign up for the course now because the ultra early bird price is going away. If you've been seeing delays in your life, hindrances, unexplained warfare, unseen forces may have arrayed themselves against you to steal, kill, and destroy. And that includes finances, relationships. It includes your mind, your peace, your joy. Hindering spirits want to stop your progress, want to frustrate you so that you want to give up and quit. They want to stop your prayer life. It goes on and on and on. We're going to pray through that today. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it anywhere and everywhere. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. And let's get started today with Evenings with the Holy Spirit. We're going to read from Evenings with the Holy Spirit. Listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Trust is the Pathway to Peace. Trust is the pathway to peace. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Trust is the pathway to peace, for there is no fear where trust exists. Love breeds trust, and perfect love casts out fear, all fear. Trust in me with all your heart, says the Lord, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your steps. Trust me to lead and guide you every step of the way into a broad place of blessing where you can come to know me in a new way. I want to encounter you today and every day. Trust that I am with you always, and look for my blessings, says the Spirit of the Living God. Look for my blessings. Listen, if you begin to look for the blessings of God in your life, you will find them. Many times we just overlook it. Many times we forget how blessed we are, how quickly we forget in the midst of a trial, how God came through for us in the last trial, how quickly we forget in the midst of the battle, in the heat of the warfare, how God delivered us from the enemy's hand and paid us back in. We forget. We've got to look for God blessing us and trust him. We've got to trust him. He is worthy of our trust. Come on, he really is. He loves you so much. You know, he loves you unconditionally. Jesus. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree, there's no decree. I'm always thinking about victory decrees. The prayer starter from the devotional. You are trustworthy. You are not a man that you should lie, or a son of man that you should repent. All of your promises are yes and amen. Help me shake off fearful thoughts that move me off your promises. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we praise you today. You are a trustworthy God. You're a holy God. You're a kind God. You are a faithful God. You are a God who rewards us when we diligently seek you. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us for all the times when we did not believe you, when we didn't trust you, when we didn't walk in your way, when we didn't acknowledge your presence. God, forgive us and help us to get it together because you are worthy of our allegiance. You're worthy of our affection. Oh, you worthy of our adoration. You are so kind, so good, so wonderful. You are the wonderful counselor. So we praise you in advance of the breakthrough in Jesus' name. And we say we will trust in you with all of our heart. And we refuse any longer to be trapped by our own reasoning, to be trapped by vain imaginations, to be trapped by our own limited, finite understanding. We will yet trust you, God. Would you help us to trust you, God? Would you help us, Lord, to cast off fear, to cast off doubt, to cast off unbelief and simply trust you like a child trusts their parents to feed them, to care for them. God, you are a good, good father. You're a good, good father. It's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So help us, Lord, to position ourselves to receive from what you have already planned for us before we were even born. When we were yet sinners, you died for us and you created good works for us to walk in. Oh, Jesus, help us to literally delight ourselves in you every day in every way, keeping our attention on you, our hearts focused on you. Those who keep their eyes on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3. When we delight ourselves in you, Psalm 37, 4, you will give us the desires of our hearts. Lord, put your desires in our hearts. Lord, we want to go after what you want us to go after. We don't want to chase our tail. We don't want to chase bright and shiny objects. We don't want to chase what the devil hangs in front of our faces to tempt us with. We want to commit our way to you fully. So we make that decision now. We commit our way to you fully. We trust in you fully. And we know that you will act on our behalf. We know that you will bring forth our righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will yet trust you and stand on Romans 8, 28. In the midst of the hard times, we can believe it. We can receive it. For we know that you work all things together for the good to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So, Father, we love you. Help us to love you more. Help us to stay in line with your purpose for our life. Help us to get it together and keep it together and help others get it together. Help us, Lord, to trust you for your timing. I see that, Lord. Help us to trust you for your timing. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us for all the times when we got ahead of you, for the times that we tried to make something happen, for the times that we didn't wait upon your provision and we birthed an Ishmael. Oh, God, would you help us, Lord, to keep our trust in you, to trust you in the timing, to trust you for your way, to trust you for in the waiting. Oh God, and the Lord would say to you today, trust me indeed, and I will bless you indeed, says the Lord. Trust me, wait for me, search for me, seek me, and you will find me, but you will also find my wisdom, and you will discern my timing, says the Lord. You don't have to be behind me or ahead of me. You can walk in lockstep with me, says the Lord, but you must focus your attention on me more than you focus your attention on the voices in the world, says the Lord, for many voices are in the spirit and many voices are in the world. And whose voice will you trust? My still small voice or the voice of the enemy that rages against your soul? The voices of your friends and family who do not even know me? Whose wisdom will you follow, says the Lord? Follow my wisdom and you will find peace, honor, joy, and I will exalt you in due time, says the Lord. But you must trust me in the timing. Trust me in the waiting. Trust me with all your heart, and I will show you that it was worth it. You will taste and see how good I really am when you get to the place that I am taking you to, says the Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We will trust you in the waiting. 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 Lord, forgive us all the times we have not trusted you in the waiting. Oh, God, trusting you in the waiting. God, we trust you. We trust you. We trust you. We believe in you, oh, God. Help our unbelief. Oh, Jesus, help our unbelief. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord, to get you, put you in the center of our focus and keep you there. You are trustworthy. The Lord, you are our strength and you are our shield. Our heart trusts in you and we are helped. Those who put their hope in the Lord will never be put to shame. I thank you, Lord. You will make straight our paths. You will order our steps to breakthrough, victory, healing, deliverance. You have a kairos moment. You have an ordained time. It's all in your hands and you are perfect. You are never late, but you are always on time. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We will be still and know that you are God. We will be still and know that you are God. We will be still and know that you are God. There's nobody like you. So thank you, Jesus, today for being so trustworthy. You would never change. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever. We won't be afraid of bad news. Our heart is firm now, trusting in the Lord. Come hell or high water, we will not be moved, but we trust in you with our family, our finances, our health, everything we have, and all that we are. We commit it into your hands because it's the safest place to be. So we commit everything we have to you, and we commit our way to you. We will trust in you with all of our heart, and you will show yourself strong. I thank you, Lord, that you're looking for people to worship you in spirit and in truth, and you found a people today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, I want to get into this next segment early on prayers that break financial hindrances. Please share this quickly. Share it on your timeline. Share it via messenger. Oh, I need my water. Let me grab it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where did I leave my water? Help me, Lord. I got it. Praise God. I want to go into this next section. Share this quickly for me. If you're being blessed, say amen. Keep commenting. Get my sip of coffee. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. Listen, I learned this from Rick Renner, who's a great man of God. He says he asks himself these questions when a financial attack comes, and so should you. And why should you ask these questions? Because as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, sometime the enemy finds an open door. You know, when my daughter was little, she was staying with my parents while I was on a missions trip. And my father kept telling her, listen, you got to make sure that sliding glass door is closed all the way because a snake will get in. And she was little. She couldn't barely pull it. She wasn't really strong enough. And she was kind of short. You know, she's only 5, 6 years old. And she kept leaving a little crack open. And my dad would say, you got to close it all the way. If you need help, then tell me. But you can't leave that hanging open. A snake will get in. And sure enough, one time she left it open and a snake got in the house. My dad got a shovel or whatever he did and tried to shoo it out and it would not. And he finally killed the snake. He dealt with the snake. Listen, if you have an open door, the enemy will walk through it. So you need to ask yourself if you have open doors. For example, if you're harboring unforgiveness in your life, that can block you from receiving God's blessings. Listen, you might need to forgive somebody that's not even alive anymore. You really want to destroy your financial future after all the planning that you've done over something that you can't change? You got to let it go. You might be mad with your spouse or your friend or your pastor. You got to let it go. That's an open door for the enemy. Are you walking holy before the Lord? Or are you allowing sinful thoughts and actions to take root in your soul? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so if you're not walking circumspectly, if you're not thinking rightly, if you're thinking illegal thoughts, that's an open door. Are you doing what God has told you to do with your life? Or are you just disregarding his instructions and doing what you want to do? Listen, provision follows vision, but it's not your vision, it's his vision. And so if you're not walking in his way, he has, you know, he'll always take care of your basic needs. But sometimes, you know, listen, when you start running out of the money, sometimes that's when people give God their attention. He's not doing it. It's the enemy. But unfortunately, some people only pay attention when they start having some kind of pain. Are you being faithful to give your tithes and offerings? Now, I mentioned that at the beginning of the broadcast. If you're not, you've got an open door. Or are you under attack because the devil is against your dream, against your mission, and he's trying to shut the valve so that you're drained, bled dry? That's when you have to go on the offense. So let's pray and let's shut these financial hindrances down. Father, I thank you that you are a good God. You are our provider. You provide all of our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And you tell us in your word that you've given us the power to create wealth, to establish your covenant in the earth. You tell us in your word that wealth and riches shall be in our houses. And you tell us in your word that the righteous, the diligent hand maketh rich. So, Father, we are standing on your word today. And if we have defied your word, if we have defied your heart, if we have rebelled against you in any way, we're asking you even now to forgive us our sins and our trespasses in the name of Jesus. Father, would you help us to see any open door? And Lord, help us to shut it through obedience and through aggressive warfare when the enemy is coming illegally in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. And so these lack attacks, they must go. And we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves. And we say we are washed clean. You've cast our sin as far as the east is from the west. And we will commit even now to start giving when you tell us to give, where you tell us to give, how much you tell us to give. We will keep our thoughts right and we will keep our minds right. We will keep covetous out of our heart. Help us to do that, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we command in Jesus' name, all satanic hindrances to our financial prosperity to be completely and utterly paralyzed in Jesus' name. Let every demonic bank holding up our finances be destroyed in the name of the Lord. We command demonic banks to release our finances in Jesus' name. We bind up every hindering spirit holding our finances captive in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we shall possess all of our possessions and we will not be held back or held up by hindering spirits any longer in the name of Jesus. We break and loose ourselves from every curse of financial bondage that is hindering our prosperity, every curse of poverty, every curse of lack that is hindering our prosperity. We break it, we crush it in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves even now from every conscious and unconscious covenant with the spirit of poverty, the spirit of lack, in the name of Jesus. Every hindering spirit that has tag-teamed with other demonic spirits to hold back the blessings of the Lord that maketh us rich, we cut your head off now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every hindering spirit holding up our financial breakthrough be scattered in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I said by faith, by fire, and by force we fight. Oh God, if we have received any blood money, any witchcraft money, any unholy money in the past, have mercy on us and teach us, help us, Lord, to sanctify and consecrate and cleanse the money that comes through our hands from the world world of wickedness in which we live in Jesus' name. We reject by the blood of Jesus every witchcraft money in our possession in Jesus' name. We cleanse it by the blood of the Lamb. Any power that is spending our money in the spirit realm, draining our coffers dry, we repossess what belongs to us right now by fire in the name of Jesus. We set ablaze every evil hindering power that's caging our financial blessings in the spiritual market in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you for financial breakthrough to fulfill the vision you've given us for our lives in the name of Jesus. These vicious cycles of hindrances over our finances, bringing economic famine into our life, we command you to loose your hold on our economy, loose your grip on our money. We say we will not serve both God and mammon, but we will serve God and God alone. So these hindering spirits must release what belongs to us. Every arrow of collective financial doom launched by hindering spirits against our economy, we break your powers in Jesus' name. We say release us and die by fire in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, we say we are redeemed from every venom of hindering spirits bringing economic recession into our lives. Instead, we flip the script and we receive promotion and financial favor in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of financial death that hindering spirits have shot against us, we say die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every wicked hindering spirit assigned against our bread, our provision in this season, you are to break to pieces now in the name of Jesus. Every voice of hindering spirits trying to convince us that we will always be broke, always be poor, always be lacking, we silence your voice now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your favor be upon us everywhere we go. Open doors to new revenue streams, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Let ministering angels help fight in the spirit realm those hindering spirits that are holding up our funds, our breakthroughs, our windfalls, our increase, our prosperity in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if we give, it'll be given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into our bosoms. So we ask you, Lord, let men, let women, let people bless us coming in and bless us going out. We release our finances from the clutches of hindering spirits in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to remove all financial hindrances from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We remove our name now and those of our clients, our family, our friends from the book of financial bankruptcy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Great restorer. Restore our financial prosperity. Everything hindering spirit stole, we ask you, Lord, for a sevenfold return. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, revive us in our financial realm in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. We rejoice even now because we know hindering spirits are no match for you. And if we keep pressing and keep sowing and keep doing good, we will see the breakthrough. When we learn how to pray rightly against these hindering spirits, when we discern rightly and pray rightly and intercede rightly and war rightly and sow rightly and give rightly, we'll reap rightly in the name of Jesus. So help us, Lord. Give us witty inventions. Help us, Lord, to see the new revenue streams you want to bring to us in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are blessed coming in. I declare it, and we are blessed going out. We will lend to many nations and never have to borrow. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do in the realm of our economy. We say hindering spirits, you got to cough it up. You got to give it back. You got to lay it down in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody. You got to learn to see these hindering spirits. They will absolutely hinder your finances. They will absolutely hit. Well, how does that happen? I don't know, but I know it does. I have seen financial provision dammed up in my life in the past until I learned how to deal with hindering spirits. Many of you don't know this. I was on food stamps when I first got saved. I had all a whole lot of money before I got saved. I made a lot of money. I was making $3,000 a week before I got saved. And as soon as I got saved, you know what happened? The enemy launched a financial attack against me. As soon as I got saved, before I got saved, I was very prosperous. Before I got saved, I was making 23 years ago. I was making $3,000, like $5,000 or $6,000 a week. Now, I was making money hand over fist as a journalist. And I was making so much money. And then I got saved, and the enemy lost a massive financial attack against me, but I did not know how to fight it. I did not know what was happening. I did not know that I was supposed to be tithing. I did not know I was supposed to be giving offerings. I did not know that. So I would go to church and, you know, I didn't have very much at all. So I'd give a dollar. If I gave $5, I thought I was being generous. And, you know, the Lord showed me that the enemy had a legal right in my life to keep me in poverty. And so the Lord showed me this. I was praying. You know, I'd let a lot of people borrow money from me, even though I didn't have much. I'd let this one borrow $50, that one. Then it came time to pay my bills and people didn't pay me back. And I should have been more wise than to let people borrow money I didn't have, but I was very compassionate. And, you know, I'd always seen my parents do things like that. So I was on the ground, just like on my knees, praying over my couch. And I was like, God, these people are robbing me. These people are stealing from me. These people are taking what I don't even have to give. And I kept saying, Lord, make them give it back. And the Lord said, stop robbing from me. And I said, what? I didn't know there was a scripture in Malachi. Stop robbing from me. Well, how are we robbing from you? In tithes and offerings. But bring all the tithes to the storehouse and offerings that there may be meat in my storehouse, and test me to see if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a spirit that you cannot contain. And I found that scripture and I was like, oh my God. And I started sowing and I started praying. And I shut that hindering spirit out of my life. And within 13 months, you might say that sounds like a long time. It's a long time in some regards, but it's not a long time in the course of a 24-year period, 23 years walking with the Lord, 24 years walking with the Lord. It's not a long time. 13 months, God had restored me. He had restored my client base. He had restored everything the devil stole. And he brought me back to South Florida. And I was living in a condo on the 11th floor on the ocean overlooking the sea. And God redeemed it all. But I had to learn how to fight these hindering spirits. And I had to learn how to sow. And there's a lot more to it. The enemy can attack you in many areas. These hindering spirits can attack you in many areas of your life. And that's why we have this course, Conquering Hindering Spirits. It's only going to be available for a little bit more time. So please get in on this now. Get in on it now. You know, Paul the Apostle was a mighty, mighty man. And I mean, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He wrote Ephesians 6, which is where we get our understanding on spiritual warfare, a lot of it. And the hindering spirit hindered Paul. But we can learn from what happened to Paul so it doesn't happen to us. You can learn how to overcome spirits that delay and derail you. So take this course. It's on Ultra Early Bird now. It won't be on Ultra Early Bird for long, and it won't be available for much longer. This is about 3 hours of video teaching in 4 classes, and it will be available when it launches. You can order it now. It's going to be right around the corner. It's going to be you're going to be able to watch it. Don't wait to the last minute because you'll listen. There is a cost for the course. The longer you wait, the more you're going to pay. So don't be a procrastinator. Maybe I should do a I love you guys so much. Maybe I should do a course on breaking procrastination spirits, because so many Christians wait to the very last minute. Get it now. Conquering Hindering Spirits, Ultra Early Bird. You're going to learn how to gain understanding into the enemy's agenda. You're going to receive insight into hindering spirit manifestations. And this is going to shock you because it's not what you think. Some of it's obvious. Some of it is not. You're going to see signs of hindering spirits attacking you. Again, some of it's obvious, some of it's not. Many times you don't have victory because you're fighting the wrong battle. And part of it's because you lack knowledge. Scripture says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Paul says, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Different demons have different devices. I want to teach you about these hindering spirits, which bring delay, destruction, derailment, disappointment, discouragement. You're going to learn how to avoid blindsides. You're going to drill down into the root of hindrances. And you're going to learn how to decimate these hindering spirits. Now, this is not a one and done. These spirits will come back. I can't give you a secret formula for getting rid of them forever. We're going to be dealing with demon powers till Jesus comes back. I'm telling you, this is a very, very valuable course. This is a transformative course for you. If you're dealing with setbacks, delays, frustrations, you don't have to be blindsided. You can take authority over it in the spirit. So we're going to go on a warpath together to dismantle the hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Get on over there while you can. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv is right there at the top. If you don't see it anymore, you're listening to a replay, it's not available. Because it's not going to just stay up there forever like our other courses used to. We used to just put everything up there and leave it there. And you guys got so confused about what you were supposed to get that you didn't get anything and you stayed ignorant. Ignorant doesn't mean stupid. It means uneducated. It means uninformed, unaware. So get on over there and get it right now. Don't make me have to keep telling you. I'm going to keep reminding you for the next few days, and I'm going to be quiet about it. So, because I know some of you get tired of hearing it, but I know you agree with me that this is a huge issue in the body of Christ, hindering spirit, schoolofthespirit.tv. Guys, we need your help also in trying to make up for all that we lost in the transition. We were offline for about 6 months. And so we lost a lot of revenue. We also put out a lot of revenue. I'm talking about editors, IT people, my own time, other projects and things I had to say no to that would have brought donations that I could not do because of this. And so we need about 1,000 people to donate $250 as soon as you can. We appreciate it. If you want to sow into this great work that we're doing, if you believe in what we're doing, please go ahead and sow a seed today. Anything actually would be helpful. If you're learning and growing through this broadcast, please consider sowing. The sowing dropped down to nearly nothing at about the same time that we went into all the school stuff, and it was a double whammy. Many people on the call used to be a good donation. A revenue stream for the ministry to be able to get all these things out there. And somewhere along the lines, about the time the school went down, people stopped donating. So if you can help, then do. If you feel led to, if not, then don't. But this would be a good day because we were breaking financial hindrances. So if you're one of those people who just doesn't usually give, then that's why you have a financial hindrance. If you're not giving to your church, if you're not tithing or giving offerings, you're not supporting, ministries, and sowing into the kingdom, then that's the root of your financial hindrance. So you can break that today in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you want to sow, you can do that at jenniferleclaire.org. You can become a partner there. You can sow a one-time seed there at jenniferleclaire.org. You can use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161 and follow the instructions. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the, what am I looking for? Yeah, Zelle is info at JenniferLeClaire.org. Zelle is info at JenniferLeClaire.org. The PO Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. And I thank you, Lord, for all those who are sowing today. I ask you to bless it back to the givers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is good. And lift up all those under the sound of my voice, all those who are part of the School of the Spirit, the Global Prophetic Center, the Elijah Company, hallelujah, the Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, as well as the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and the Awakening House of Prayer members here in South Florida. And we say, Lord, bless us indeed, enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Give us this day our daily bread and help us, Lord, to pursue your heart with all that is in us. Help us, Lord, to stand and keep standing in the evil day and when we've done all we know to do, to stand. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be a generous people, who love to be kind and to pray and to do what you've called us to do in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to walk worthy of your calling. And Lord, I ask you to bring home prodigals, restore marriages, deliver people from evil, heal bodies, and save our lost friends and loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, Elijah Company is starting on Thursday, guys. If you're going to watch that online, you're running out of time. Once we start the conference, there's no more registration because we're too busy to try to work through any of your troubleshooting with you. It's, if you're watching it online, it's the same website where you registered, globalpropheticcenter.com, Elijah Company Intensive, 7 trainings, Q&As, the mass deliverance service for those who come in person, prophetic exercises, impartation service. If you're going to watch it online, please sign up now. You got to apply, so don't wait. globalpropheticcenter.com, awakeningprayerhubs.com, join the movement. Conquering hindering spirits. I know some of you went to sign up on Friday and did not. You forgot. So go do it right now. It'll take you literally 3 minutes. It's really quick. Go sign up now in the name of Jesus. I bless you. Have a breakthrough day.